Good Monday morning, my peeps. It's Yo Adrian Talks. And today I'm going to ask you, do you think your business is hard? Do you think that there's not many people to ask about your product or joining your team or if they want to be a leader? Do you think that only other people in direct sales have success? That nobody wants to join? What do you think right away when you think of your business? I've been working with so many different clients and watching my own journey, and I can tell you the first thing you think of your business is probably exactly what you're going to get. Because those first initial thoughts are the thoughts that we really think and that we really believe. And so that right there is where we need to start. When I started my business, I was the same. I seriously would tell people that this works for other people and not me. Have you ever related to that comment? Or that there are too many people selling in my area, or that I don't know enough people. All these crazy things that we tell ourselves consistently over and over and over again. And sometimes you're right, you might not think those things, but if it's the first thing that comes to your head or when something goes wrong, these are the thoughts that come in your head. That's where your belief lies in this moment. And so many people ask me, what was the magical thing that changed your business? You guys, it was what I was telling myself. It's what those first thoughts were. It's that all of that that you're telling yourself is just what you believe. It's not the truth. You do know people. You do have people to ask. You can be successful in direct sales. People do want to join your team. Business doesn't have to be hard. None of that is true, but that's what you have gotten yourself on the path to believing. And let me tell you, this isn't abnormal. So I don't want you to be like, oh my gosh, I got to get off here. I'm so uncomfortable. Because you guys, this is normal. This is so what so many people in our industry struggle with, because that is why they have all this personal development and direct sales, which is what I love about our industry. I absolutely love it, is because that's what it takes. It takes you to start believing in yourself and believing in your business in order for you to move forward. And so many of us find it easier to look at other people and say, oh, they're lucky. You guys know how I feel about the lucky word. Oh, they're lucky. Or, oh, they have these characteristics, XYZ, they're this, that, or the other that I don't have. But you guys, I want you to look at all the mentors in the world. Every, like, just ask five different people who their mentors are and go look at them. Look at our presidents, whatever. You guys, they don't have the exact same qualities. None of them. I mean, clearly we wouldn't have all these polarizing views and all of this struggle in politics if all the leaders were exactly the same, right? We have soft-spoken leaders, we have boisterous leaders, we have creative leaders, we have logical leaders, we have all different sorts of people out there. We've had the super lovey-dovey leaders. We've had the not so lovey-dovey leaders, right? Like we have everything out there. These different qualities are the amazing part of what is out there because people can relate to different people. So if you have the same qualities as XYZ, and we all had that in order to be a leader, then we'd all be little cookie cutters. That's not what we want. Instead, leaders throughout eternity have all been different. And so for you to sit there and say, like, it happens to them and not me, I'm going to tell you something, you guys. Those people tell themselves, why not me? They choose themselves. They choose themselves to show up every day with whatever passion it is they have to help others. That's the only difference, is they don't sit there and say, oh, it's going to happen to them and not me. They choose me. You have to say, I can do this. And it just takes me learning, right? We're going to have to go through successes and failures to find out what's going to work for you. Because, like we talked about with Becky, the one thing that is always consistent is change. So we're going to have to change as well, right? Every person who did something great, who came up with something new, they had to try it. It didn't work the first time. It wasn't a super easy path, right? But they had to choose themselves to be the person that had the passion to create that new idea or thing and to really try to implement it and find the successes and the failures. That's what they have to do. So, what do you really want? Like, What is that goal that you've always wanted to hit, but you've been so afraid to say you can do it? Do you know which one I'm talking about? Well, I want you to say it out loud right now. Yeah, I know. I know you just set a goal maybe one step below what you really want, right? To keep yourself safe. Maybe just like, or just like tweaked it a little bit or changed the date or something like that when you were going to say it, right? Because that fear creeps in. No. No, no, you guys. I want you to say the real goal, the real burning desire, the thing that you really want. Now, I want you to say that goal. I know you're not saying it. Say it. Say it out loud. Say your goal. You got it? Now say it louder. Like picture yourself in that outcome and say it again. Do you see how fast you can start building a belief when you stand in power? Like Sarah Michelle said last week, you change those thoughts and you stand there with power. You say that goal again and again with the belief, with the picture of you and the outcome, and you start to grab that desire, that want, right? And you start to believe you can do it. And once you have that belief, does it stay every day? I wish you guys, I wish so badly I could say once you believe it, it's going to stay every day for eternity. But no, you guys, you have to say it and build your belief every day, every day. So I created a freebie. I wanted a way to help you all stay focused, build your belief every day. I even made a video to walk you through how to use it. So I want you to click the link in this in the show notes and grab your freebie, because I want you to remind yourself every day of your real goal, that burning desire, and why you are the one. You are the one that can hit that goal. You, not somebody else, not because they have XYZ, but you, because you have your XYZ. You have your qualities, and that's what's going to have you hit that goal. And I know when you build this belief, you're going to start changing your thoughts, right? Like just then when you said it out loud and then you said it again and then you said it again, picturing you in the outcome, you started to change those thoughts, which will change your actions. You're going to want to make that phone call. You're going to want to show up. You're going to want to book that party, right? And I made this checklist for you to do every day so you can grow your business, feel accomplished with your priorities. And all of this can be done in a short period of time if you focus. Because here goes my random side note, because we know I can't just like go straight through and it all makes sense. But my random side note is many of us think that we have to be working all day, right? Like all day long, we got to work, work, work in order to get things done. Like it's going to, in order to be this successful or hit that goal, it's going to be hard work. You guys, I want you to think a little differently. I know you've worked in different places and seen those people who focus, right? Who have their checks, they got to get done, the action items, the ones that really need to get done, not the passive stuff, right? Not the easy stuff, the true action items that are going to create results, right? Those are the people that move up quickly in companies because they might spend less time working, but their time they spend working is focused and it's action-based items that are going to change the results. So I'm giving you a checklist that will change your results. If you do them every day, you're going to start getting comfortable with the whole business and you're going to get results. Because most of the time, jobs could be done in half the time we allot. But we just don't stay focused on the task at hand, right? We get distracted by this email that pops in, this text message, this Facebook, whatever it is. Or people talking by the water cooler, right? The old water cooler conversations. These things happen when you're working. And that's what keeps you away from being able to work in a shorter span of time. So I want you to really keep that in mind when you're doing this, that if you really logged your time of actual physical work when you are only working instead of like the overall broad, I worked for 3 hours, but then, you know, I did my laundry in between and I drove my Chromebook to my kid and I picked up that phone call. But the actual working hours, you're going to see it doesn't take that much. So now I'm going to go back to it. I just wanted to give that little side note. But I really want you guys to dream big. And I want you to see that you have the power to make it happen. Our world teaches us to like only say things that seem realistic, right? Like hold back a little on your dreams because, you know, you got to think real. Well, don't, please don't. You choose you. You can have whatever you want. And again, so many people think that success is one thing. It's money. It's how many people like you. It's this. It's that. It's so different for everybody. If you just want to have more time with your family, if you just want to travel more, whatever it is, you guys, success looks different to everybody. So again, you don't have to base your success on what the world's telling you. It's what you want, and you can have it. Actually, you're the only person who knows what you want, and you're the only person that can make it happen. So, if you're ready to kickstart your business to make this happen, please click the link in the show notes and grab your freebie because I want you to hit that goal and I want you to choose you and I want you to get it because you realize the power is within you. So, until next week, you guys, you are going to see you have the power to make it all happen. Hey, everybody, I'm so excited. My Yo for Life class has been going amazing. And now every student will get their own login so you can do the lessons when you want to help your mindset and move your business forward. I also have individual coaching all up on my website, yoadriantalks.com. Click on the coaching. And when you do the one-on-one coaching, you also get access to the Yo for Life class. So I would love to help you create the life you've always dreamed of by realizing the power is within you.